This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Guten Tag. I'm having a good laugh at you Irish paddies, saying you can't wait to go for a drink in the pub again, given that before the lockdown, most of you preferred drinking cans of Der Beckenschlepper from your local German supermarket. Tell me it isn't true. I'm just off a Zoom call with my Irish buddy. I said, great news. I heard some of your pubs are going to get restaurant licenses so they can open. He burst out laughing and said, I hope you like chicken curry. What is so funny about this chicken curry? Jürgen, Berlin colleague, and Berlin.
I was telling my German friend about this, the way nightclubs in Ireland had to serve food to stay open late so they'd start firing bowls of grub out of a hatch at midnight. She said, super, what would you get in a typical bowl? I said, food poisoning.
Well, hello there from beautiful Kinsale, the free love capital of Europe. We're so looking forward to June 8th and greeting visitors down from Cork, because there's only so many times you can have it off with your near neighbours before it becomes awkward when you meet them in super value. I didn't know where to look when I bumped into a certain Mr. Triple X in the chilled meats aisle last night. It didn't help when he started to tell me what he likes to do with his sausage. As if I didn't know, the silly man. Anyway, where was I? Oh yes, Madame Silk, not her real name, mentioned a Zorgy, which is an orgy on Zoom. Would you recommend these, Lady in the Mask Kinsale?
My friend is a complete deviant. She's from Dungarvan. Hashtag explanation. I said, do ye have Zorgies? She said, welcome to my Friday night. I said, what's an orgy online like in West Waterford? She said, it's not quite the same. I said, what's missing? She said, the smell of Lynx Africa. Hashtag sexy.
Come here. What's the story with a global elite putting coronavirus into salad burgers? The cousin got on to me on WhatsApp during the week there. His friend's a gal. He said they do be investigating a chipper on the north side that's opened under new management. It's a couple, Terry and Martina. But according to the cousin anyway, it's actually Bill Gates and Michelle Obama. They do be putting the coronavirus in the food to control the narries. The cousin said when he was in there earlier, he mentioned he was having trouble with his smart TV. And this Terry fella says, have you tried turning it on and off? Which is exactly what Bill Gates would say to you if you had a problem with your PC. Do you think I should be worried, la? Don't you know any? Blackpool?
I'd definitely be worried if I were you, but not about coronavirus. Don't get offended now, but you sound as gullible as the man who signed up for the Masters and big sums at the University of Kilmallock.
It's been phones pinging all week on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Rude, supermodels who normally wouldn't be seen dead in a garden centre. Schaefer _ owns half of St. Luke's, made the obvious point that gardening is just for Norries and people over 50. Cleena _ 5 million house said that DIY is a consolation hobby for people who don't have a yacht or the temperament for tennis. I said, great insights, guys, but if I don't go shopping soon, I'll actually probably die. Okay, I know it isn't exactly buying stuff in Brown Thomas without looking at the price, hashtag loaded, but needs must. So, we've decided to meet up in a garden centre by accident for a bit of a splurge. There's only one question, really. B&Q or Woody's? Where's better if you're trying to avoid gang loads of Norries? Jenny, Douglas Road.
I rang the posh cousin and asked what she'd choose. She said, I've never been in either of them, obviously, but my hunk of a gardener has a thing for Woody's. I said, there's no need to tell me about your love life. Hashtag dirty joke.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.